Hello, this is Will from Hi, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Jessica Villalobos.
Excuse me, how did they grab this phone number?
Ma'am, just so you know, your name and number was chosen at random. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I just wanted to ask you a few questions. Do you have a minute?
Of course.
Thank you very much. Ma'am, with all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. Next question. May I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year.
2000.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am.
Thank you. That will be Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or something else?
It would be Chicano.
Chicano, okay, thank you very much. May I ask, once again, I know you already answered this, but just to go through the protocol, what is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
I would be Hispanic.
Thank you very much. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the country?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the planet?
Positive.
Thank you. Next question. How much power do you feel young women have to make a change on issues that matter most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Next question. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to you, women, in the U.S. today? Healthcare, gun violence, climate change, education, abortion access, crime, mental health, immigration, national security. Any of those so far?
Mental health.
Okay. Immigration, national security, racism and discrimination, economy and cost of living, student loans.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Which of the following 3 do you think are the most important to you? You have to pick 3.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. It would be gun violence.
Okay.
Abortion and mental health.
Mental health. Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, advancing in your career, improving and maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, your education, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, any of those so far?
Advancing in my career.
Thank you very much. Caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, work-life balance, economic security, and financial independence.
Do I have to choose 3 again?
Having or caring for children, work-life balance.
Yes, but how many do I have to choose?
Up to 2. Three.
Okay, so I said career development and education.
Okay.
Growing in education and work and life balance.
Thank you so much. You have a good memory. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. You don't have to choose 3. It could be 1, 2, or 3. Your personality. Your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being young, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your profession, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a woman, your sexual orientation, your hobbies or interests, or being an American?
I would say religion, my profession, and my gender.
Okay. You see? Profession and gender. Okay, thank you very much. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Hope, dread, anger, frustration, happiness, pride, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness?
Proud.
Okay. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Statement A.
Thank you. How much do you trust the following to make change on your on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Congress.
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions?
A lot.
Your state government?
A lot.
President Joe Biden?
What was the second part after a lot?
Somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, somewhat. Thank you. Your city government?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The Supreme Court.
A lot.
Thank you. Ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
A lot.
Thank you. Next question. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Not motivated.
Okay. Not at all or somewhat unmotivated?
Not at all motivated.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. How do you feel about that? Very motivated, somewhat unmotivated?
Not motivated at all.
Not at all. Okay. The Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Somewhat, not at all.
Okay, somewhat. Thank you. Just so you know, we are at 65%. How likely are you to participate in the following? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Not likely.
Not likely? That will be not very likely or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
Okay. Boycotting a company?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Thank you. Attending a protest?
Very likely.
Thank you. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or in social media?
Very likely.
Signing a petition?
Very likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you very much. Just so you know, we are at 75%. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that you may have that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may have not voted in previous elections. Your mail and ballot didn't arrive in time. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. The candidates didn't represent your values. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't know enough about the candidates, none of the above, because you always vote.
I would say option number 3.
You didn't know how or when to register and vote?
That's right.
Okay, thank you very much. Wow, you got a sharp memory. Okay, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half up to $0 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little less, or a lot less?
I would say a lot less.
A lot less? Okay. We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective powers so that working people can thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little more, a little less, a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Thank you. The Biden administration are spearheaded a... bipartisan transit and electric vehicles and ensures internet access for all. There are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Do you engage a lot, a little more,
a little less?
A lot. Thank you so much. We are at 90%. We are the media. What are the media sources that you check out most for content? National TV news stations, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, local TV news stations, Facebook, Instagram, news or informational articles online, podcasts, international news outlets,
Do I only pick one?
Whatever, up to two. Yeah, you can pick two.
Oh, okay. It would be YouTube and informational articles.
Informational articles. Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? News, current events, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty, self-care, shows, movies, humor, memes, science, technology, sports, government, politics, music, businesses, finances?
Would it be news and health?
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, master's?
Yes.
Thank you so much. You're sharp, that's why. Okay, do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something
heterosexual,
else?
Straight.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
single.
Widow? Single. Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you very much. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily, unemployed, retired,
full-time.
Permanent? Full-time. Thank you very much. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did vote.
Okay, did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican,
someone else? Yes, it was Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
40,000.
40? Okay. Thank you. So that will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.